Lie back in base position and take this moment right here, right now, to simply drop the past. Kindly put whatever you have on for the rest of the day, put it aside and give yourself permission to be fully present for today's practice. As you begin to tune into yourself through the breath, allowing the breath to deepen and lengthen, simply imagine the loving energy from the core of the earth coming up through the bubbling spring points in the soles of your feet. Feel the vibration of the loving energy filling you. Feel with each breath how that love moves further into your body, further into your being. Use the breath now to fill yourself up with love, however you are internally guided to do so. Feeling full, you may like to imagine a gorgeous cocoon of love being spun around you, keeping you warm, keeping you safe, keeping you connected to your heart, to the love within that is your true self. Feel her energy now so that she may guide you through today's practice. Bringing your awareness now to your breasts. Your breasts radiating out from your heart, feel their presence. Then simply take some oil and rub your hands together, make them hot. Before placing your hands into the auric field of your breasts, sensing your breasts here. Gently invite your hands to settle into the tissue of your breasts, massaging them softly, gently, firmly, however you feel called to touch your breasts today. Most importantly, use this time to connect with your breasts. Spiraling in now, begin to circle your nipples. Small, luscious circles. Let your nipples stand to attention. Let them invite your vagina to blossom, open. Send the warmth of your hands down to your belly and begin circling your belly button in a clockwise direction, moving slow and steady, massaging out any tension, any congestion. Begin to expand your circle outwards, breathing love into your belly, deep into your sexual organs. And whenever the circle touches up against your bony landmarks, begin to slowly spiral back in, always moving in a clockwise direction to support your intestines in moving on whatever you no longer need. This is a really good massage to do if you're constipated. Smile down to your beautiful belly and allow your breath to be full and soft as you continue to spiral in and out with love and appreciation. We tend to hold a lot of stress and stuck emotions in our stomachs, so let these spirals wind deep inside and give you the healing touch you most need today. Moving your hands down to your ovaries now, begin to massage them with firm circles, breathing love deep into your ovaries. Know that you are helping your ovaries stay young, energetically as much as physically. We can actually get energy from the eggs that we let go of each month through ovarian massage, hence why this one's really important. Letting your legs splay open into goddess pose now, continue to massage down to the mound of Venus, your pubic bone. Gently massage out any tensions, any emotions that may have become trapped here. Smile down and melt away anything that you find that you're willing to let go of at this time. Take your massage down to your groin and your inner thighs, activating the meridians for your spleen, for your liver, for your kidneys. It's all in there. Send loving appreciation into your thighs for supporting you, for their unique and wonderful beauty. And as your hands begin to draw inward, find yourself at your vulva. Explore the bony structure of your gorgeous vulva. Send the love of your heart down through your fingertips, infusing your most womanly parts with your deep, heartfelt love. Take your fingers to the outer edges of your thighs and close your legs like a book. So you're back in the base position, feet hip width apart. Seek out your jade egg and invite her into your practice. You may like to use the egg like a pencil to draw small, intimate circles around your vaginal opening. Be soft, be gentle, smiling down to your vagina, giving her permission to receive. As you find a snug spot, come into stillness and connect in with your breath. Breathe deep all the way down to your egg. And taking it really slow, start to rock your pelvis a little and yawn your vagina open as we begin sipping. Let the egg move just a millimeter further in on your next exhalation as you yawn your vagina open. Holding it there with your hand, invite your egg in a millimeter more on your next exhalation. Simply stay with the practice, gently allowing your vagina to take her time here, to relish in the sensations of this gorgeous exercise. When you squeeze, nothing will move. You're creating a vacuum. When you yawn open, it allows the egg to go in. If your egg doesn't move, simply intend for it to move. With a dedicated practice, this intention will become physically real for you. So simply be here where you're at right now with your egg and experience this perfect moment of sipping. If you'd like to continue practice sipping, pause the audio or take this time now to gently encourage her in just with a little bit of pressure, just a tiny bit. Gently allowing her to ease her way inside. And when she does, simply cup your vulva, smile love into your vagina as you feel for her pulse. Heart open, set yourself the powerful intention, I am healthy, I am happy, I am healed. Say this out loud, let the words move you. I am healthy, I am happy, I am healed. Consider your intention already done. Remove any head support and we'll begin the pelvic lift isolations. Palms facing down next to your body, feet directly under your knees, hip width apart. Inhale and squeeze your egg as you scoop your pelvis in and roll your coccyx just off the floor. Exhale and release, holding here. Inhale and squeeze your egg. Then as you exhale, roll back down to the floor. Inhale and squeeze as you roll your lower back off the floor. Exhale and release as you hold the pose here. Inhale and squeeze your egg. Then as you exhale, release and slowly roll back down to the floor. Inhale and squeeze as you roll until your mid-back is off the floor now. Exhale and release, holding here. Inhale and squeeze your egg. Then as you exhale and release, roll back down through your spine until you reach the floor. This time, squeeze and inhale as you slowly roll up through your spine for a full pelvic lift. As you reach the top, chin to chest, then chin looking up to the sky to create length through your neck. Exhale and release, holding here. Inhale and squeeze as your navel draws to the sky. And as you exhale and release, roll back down to the floor one vertebra at a time. Continue this sequence in your own time, staying present to the different sensations of each unique lift. And really make it your mission to find articulation through your spine, using this practice to engage every vertebra. Making this your last lift, gently invite your body back down to the mat. Breathing all the way down to your stomach expanding to the front, to the sides, to the back. As you exhale, draw your knees into your chest. You might like to gently rock from side to side or draw little circles into the ground with your lower back to help it release. And just breathe. Breathe deep right down into your belly. Sending your legs out long, about hip width apart, we'll move into windscreen wipers. Hands resting on your ovaries, flex your feet, feel the engagement up through your legs. And as you inhale and squeeze your egg slowly, turn your feet inwards, aiming for your big toes to kiss. And as you exhale and release, windscreen wiper your feet away from each other, your little toes reaching for the floor. Continue this in and out motion at your own gentle pace, inhaling your toes together, exhaling your toes away. As you rotate your toes away, you're engaging the back of your pelvic floor. As they come in to kiss, you're working with your continence muscle. With each squeeze and release, really feel this activation happening. After your next one, switch directions and begin to inhale and squeeze as you rotate out, and exhale and release as you rotate your toes together. Keep your feet flexed and your legs engaged. If you move too fast, you're only exercising your leg muscles, so slow it right down. We're looking for a snail pace here. The slower you go, the harder your muscles work. Like in all of the poses, moving slowly with control is what will strengthen and tone your pelvic floor. And after this next windscreen wiper, let your feet soften. Give your ovaries some loving touch. Then scoop the energy up your torso, circling your breasts and resting here. When we take moments like this to simply be, we reset the stress response in our body. So breathe deep into your pelvic floor and enjoy. Bring your knees and chin into your chest, rock back and forth all the way along the length of your spine, giving it a really nice massage into the earth. Finally, rolling your way up into easy pose. Taking your legs into butterfly, soles of your feet touching, legs forming a diamond. Interlace your fingers around your feet, sit up tall and rock from side to side until you feel your sit bones rooting down into the earth. Feeling your crown drawing towards the sky, tap into the energy of your pelvic floor, lifting up your front body, helping create length. Inhale your knees up and exhale them down. Inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down, getting faster and faster until you have a breath of fire as you flutter your legs like a butterfly. Shoulders drawing down, spine tall. Feel how this stretch works your inner hip and groin. Feel the release of toxins and negative energy from this area as you continue to flutter your knees. Drawing your knees up, hold them there as you suspend your breath, squeezing your egg for 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release. Let your knees melt down to the floor, breathe in and out. And bring your thumbs to the bubbling spring reflexology points in your feet. Press firmly into the deepest point. Breathing deep, focusing on the breath. Holding the kidney point is one of the simplest ways to restore your inner peace, help ground you and connect you in with the energy of the earth. So use this point whenever you feel you need that connection. And whenever you feel ready now, gently release the point, shake out your feet. And we'll come into rock pose now for camel. So rising onto your knees, so there's a straight line from your knees to the crown of your head. Make sure your knees are hip-width apart. Engage your inner thighs, keeping your booty as relaxed as possible. Loop your shoulders back a few times as you connect in with the energy coming up your front body and grounding down your back body. Your tailbone drawing towards the earth. Bring your hands to your waistline, thumbs to your sacrum, your elbows pressing in together and down. On your inhalation, feel your pelvic floor lifting up, up, up. Then as you exhale, imagine your heart center lifting up and over like a big rainbow as you gently bend backwards into camel. If it feels right, release your head back. If not, tuck your chin into your chest. Really look after your neck here. Open the chest, broaden your collarbone, refine the pose. Feel the sun drawing your heart towards it, lifting you up so you can feel space in your spine. Keep thinking up and over. Connecting to your center, lift your spine up and out of your pelvis as you return to your starting position. Head over heart, heart over pelvis. Staying high on your knees, release your hands to your thighs. Rest here for 3 slow, deep breaths, feeling the energy you've stirred up move and dance within you. And 2 options here. You can sit down onto your heels and hinge forward into child's pose, or you can come forward onto all fours, engage your core, draw your big toes together, knees wide, then exhale your sit bones back to kiss your heels for extended child's pose. Whichever you choose, let your heart melt down into the earth, your forehead resting on the floor, and simply begin to arrive into this restorative posture. Take the biggest breath you've taken in all day, then let it go, feeling the weight of your body completely surrender into the earth. hands coming to your knees, take a moment here to roll up through your spine. Slowly, slowly, head coming up last. Take a deep breath in, then out. And come into Sleeping Beauty pose, lying on your back for your delicious relaxation. Allowing your toes to turn out, your palms open to receive the nutrients of this cool down, take a moment here to relax into the pose. Let go. Surrender. Relaxation really is mind, body, soul medicine. So feeling into your breath, let your breath guide you into this experience. It's the most natural thing you can do. Breathe. As you deepen your breath, feel the oxygen traveling down into your core. And feel the breath move into your organs. Let the breath massage your organs, revitalizing your organs. Start to experience yourself from the inside out. Let your sexual organs benefit from the healing power of your breath. Feel the breath carry nourishment deep into the parts of you that need it most. Let the breath caress your reproductive system. Let your awareness carry the breath to any area that's holding tension or pain, any area that needs loving attention. As the breath enters these places, feel them soften and expand. Take a sweet moment here to thank yourself for breathing life into your lady parts. Bask in the gratitude of having gifted yourself this rejuvenating practice. And as you feel drawn, allow your eyes to draw big circles on the inside of your eyelids, one circle one way, one circle the other way. Breathe life right down into your fingers and toes. Give them a little jiggle. Bat your eyes open, drawing your knees into your chest, head tucking in. Rock and roll a few times along your spine, waking it back up. Coming up into rock pose for the self-love blessing. When you arrive, big breath out through your mouth, spine tall, let your hands paint a rainbow as you inhale them high and squeeze your whole pelvic parfait. As your palms meet overhead, exhale them down into prayer position now, releasing your egg, heart lifting to meet your thumbs. As you chant today's blessing, feel how the loving words shine your heart open, consolidating today's healing. Inhaling to begin. I am beautiful. I am bountiful. I am blissful. I am love. Inhale. I am beautiful. I am bountiful. I am blissful. I am love. Inhale. I am beautiful. I am bountiful. I am blissful. I am love. Take a big breath in and bow forward to the teacher within, knowing you are right where you need to be, here in child's pose. Gently rolling your way back up through your spine, one vertebra at a time. Head coming up, feel yourself tall, proud, honored to be here. May you commit fully to your spiritual path and be guided to all you need to awaken to your highest truth. May you be blessed, and may you be loved.